Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks for the nice introduction. Today we're going to talk about H. pylori, which is a gram-negative flagellated spiral bacteria found in the stomach. Infection is thought to occur primarily in childhood. Infection can be identified either indirectly by serology or by the far more accurate urea breath test. The bacteria is causally related to the development of both duodenal and gastric ulceration, also to B-cell gastric lymphoma and distal gastric cancer. Good day, Mark. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I hope you've had a good week. What is the preferred treatment for Helicobacter pylori infection?
Yeah, well, generally, we're talking about a proton pump inhibitor plus a couple of antibiotics, plus or minus bismuth subsalicylate or Pepto-Bismol. Probably the most widely used regimen is the combination of omeprazole, amoxicillin, and clarithromycin given twice daily for a variable period of time.
So this week's poem asks the specific question, can we get away with 1 week of treatment and still eradicate the H. pylori? And what did the authors find?
Well, that's right. And there are dozens of regimens, and as I said, they combine proton pump inhibitors with antibiotics. Usually, the most commonly used one, the OAC, or omeprazole, amoxicillin, clarithromycin, is given twice a day for 7 days in Europe. But here in the States, we tend to use it for 10 to 14 days. It's not really clear why there's a difference, but there is. There have been some meta-analyses in the past that have found higher eradication rates if you treat for a longer period of time, which kind of makes sense. But only a few studies have actually directly compared 1 week with 2 weeks in the same group of patients under the same conditions. This study, which was published in Gut earlier this year, studied over 900 patients who had a symptomatic duodenal ulcer who were HP positive. They had an average age of 46 years, and 68% were men, so it was a pretty typical group. They randomized them to get either OAC for 1 week, OAC for 2 weeks, or just omeprazole and amoxicillin without the clarithromycin for 2 weeks. All the patients underwent endoscopy. They all had the urea breath testing to confirm eradication, and HP was considered eradicated if both the biopsy and the urea breath test were negative. So overall, it was a well-designed, well-executed study. What they found was that the HP eradication rate was actually similar for the 1 and 2 week groups, about 80% for each. Not surprisingly, the eradication rate for omeprazole and amoxicillin alone was only 45%, so we really can't recommend that. We need that clarithromycin in there. Adverse events and discontinuation of treatment were similar between the 1 and 2 week groups. So the bottom line is that a week of omeprazole, amoxicillin, and clarithromycin given twice daily appears to be just as good as 2 weeks. It obviously costs half as much, and it's less burdensome for our patients.
So just to go back 1 second, both of them are about equally effective, the 1 and 2 week regimen, but you had mentioned that they're both effective only at about the 80% level, which means that we're missing sort of 1 in 5 patients. Are those patients that are treatment failures? Do we need to do something else with those 1 in 5?
Well, you can go back and if a patient continues to be symptomatic, retest them. A stool antigen test or a urea breath test can be used to look for persistent infection. The serology that you may have used to diagnose the infection in the first place isn't going to be helpful to confirm treatment success, but again, the stool antigen test is very accurate, a little messy, but you know, it's a very accurate test and can confirm eradication. So I would say if a patient continues to have symptoms even after treatment of H. pylori for their ulcer, then doing one of those tests would be advisable.
And just to make the point, I think if I'm understanding you correctly, that the outcome these authors looked at was actually eradication of the bug. Still, the 20% that where the bug didn't appear to be eradicated some of those patients still could have presented with clinical improvement, right?
They may. Presumably, the proton pump inhibitor that was given would help heal the ulcer, so they might have gotten better for a while. But if they had recurrent symptoms, they might require, certainly if they had a gastric ulcer, you need to have a second look to make sure that there wasn't a malignancy and that the ulcer's healed. But in those patients where they have recurrent symptoms down the road, a repeat test like a stool antigen would be a good way to look for persistent infection. These rates were a little low. The 80% is a little lower than some other studies. There's a really interesting study published a few years ago, which hasn't been replicated, but it used a single day of four drugs. They, for one very unpleasant day, they had the patients take two tablets of Pepto-Bismol, 500 milligrams of Flagyl, 2 grams of amoxicillin four times, and then a single whopping 60 milligram dose of Prevacid. The eradication rate was 95%. It almost sounds too good to be true, and I would want to see it replicated, but stay tuned. That may be another option down the road.
Right. I mean, we certainly have seen that with other infections, most notably UTIs, mm-hmm. where we've gone from a sort of a 10-day regimen to some authors advocating 1 to 3 days of treatment.
That's right.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much for this week's poem. We'll talk with you again next week, Mark.
Sounds good.
Good day.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.